WCB1 at 16 minutes past 10. It is Vicky with you for Talking Point. My guest for the Friday Roundup is Mark Village. He's from Arab World Ministries. awm-pioneers.org is where you can check out more. Now, a situation that actually your ministry has been focusing on for a little while now is in Yemen. For anyone that perhaps doesn't understand the complexity, first of all, before we talk about this awful cholera outbreak, what is it like currently in the country?
Yeah, I think the best way I can illustrate that, Vicky, is if you think about Syria and how long that conflict's been going on, about 6-7 years now, it took the point at which Syria was in 3 years in, it took 6 months for Yemen to get to the same place. It's a broken country, and the war is obviously not very helpful at all, but you know, the country has also facing water shortages. They think it's the first country that will run out of water. So there are lots of pressures anyway within the country. Very tribal, a lot of people have guns and, you know, that kind of thing. It is like that. It's a hot place. It's the poorest country in the Arab world.
And you described it there as a broken country. Mm. Obviously, the infrastructure, the healthcare system, maybe not too surprising that we're seeing health problems, but on the scale, describe what's happening with the cholera outbreak at the moment.
Right, as I understand it at the moment, WHO, the World Health Organization, has said that there are now 124,000 cases of cholera that have broken out over the last few weeks. And we've seen 900 die already, and it's increasing exponentially because of broken healthcare, because of bad water. War just makes these things even more difficult because it's very difficult to get the healthcare and help needed to the right people at the right time.
And I know many scientists are concerned whether this is some kind of new strain with the cholera as well. They're very much looking into that. Children, sadly, at the forefront of those cases we're seeing.
That's right. Yeah, I mean that's always the difficulty, isn't it? It's the children that suffer in these situations. So yeah, we so need to see that change. And you know, in reality, we need to see God break in.
You described there about change, obviously in terms of again infrastructure, healthcare, sanitation, proper hygiene. But what about the conflict itself? Because internationally, there doesn't seem an awful lot of pressure and attention being given at the moment globally.
No, it's interesting. I mean, when you've been abroad, been overseas, it's interesting when you come back and see what the news focuses on. And, you know, I don't think that's anybody's fault particularly. It's just the way it goes. But, yeah, I mean, it disappears off the radar. And you know, you wonder sometimes whether it's oil that's because they don't have any. You wonder whether that's a reason that things are not tackled so quickly. Yeah, it is a mess. And I think in what I've been through with ministry, I understand that, you know, this has been a problem. That region has been difficult and more challenging and more complex than people realise for a long time. These are tribes and nations that go back hundreds of years. So to say this is just a short-term issue, that would probably be wrong to say that. But to say that we understood it would be another mistake as well.
Indeed, yes. And no quick fix overnight. This will take years.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, definitely.
So as a ministry, do you have any involvement in a country like Yemen?
Yeah, we have had workers in the past. At the moment, we don't. But in terms of what we do, we're partnering with people who are working there, who are working through aid. And you may have seen in our magazine recently appeal that we have launched the Yemen Appeal. Mm-hmm. And it's really designed to take aid to the people who need it most. But we're using indigenous people to do that and Christians who are, so they're taking the gospel with them as well as aid. And yeah, it's having an effect. And we're working with partners in country who we trust. And we're seeing great reports coming back from them of the work that's being done. So yeah, that's a glimmer of hope in amongst all the despair, really.
Mm. Well, you mentioned their glimmer of hope. You mentioned the need for God to be breaking into this country. For us at home, who perhaps don't know how to respond, how can we be praying?
I think you can be praying that certainly at this time of year when we've got Ramadan going on, we have experienced so many people, so many Muslims who are seeing visions and dreams of Jesus. I mean, Jesus doesn't respect time or space, and he'll go where he's needed. And that's the great thing I see, you know, often as a culture, our culture, scientific more than that, we don't often think about that, but Jesus just breaks in that way, and people are experiencing Christ through the people that are helping them, but also just in their dreams and visions, and then they're asking questions, you know, who is this? And so the media work obviously as well, if people can get access to that, but I think the main way is obviously if people are living out the gospel in front of them.
Do you think sometimes the church here in the UK can almost box God too much, if you like, compared to other cultures and countries?
Yeah, I think so. I think sometimes we don't realise the breadth of God's involvement. You know, I mean, he'll always come after a hungry heart. That's my experience, and that's the great thing about our God. He will not, even to the middle of Mecca. You know, he's not gonna stop going towards somebody who's seeking after him. He's not like he's hidden so he can't be found. He wants to be found, but he wants a heart that's hungry after him. So our experience is that they do experience it in very, very different ways. But I love that. I kind of think, wow, that's amazing.
I love those words. Our God wants to be found, most definitely. Yeah. We will play some more music here on UCB One now with Me In.